We continue with our series of interviews on what's happening with the 2024 Iowa election that's coming up on next Tuesday. That'll be the 5th of November. It's my pleasure now speaking with Republican candidate Dennis Guth, who serves our state senator. Dennis, good morning to you.
Good morning. It's great to be able to visit with you.
Absolutely. Of course, we've talked about what happened when the legislature wrapped up last spring, but now it's election time, about another week away. Dennis, for those people not familiar with you, let's find out a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I'm a farmer from up in Hancock County. Been doing that my whole life. I graduated from Iowa State University back in 1978, and with a degree in agricultural mechanization. So I have been a senator now for 12 years and am running for re-election to serve another four.
Mm-hmm. And you've been on the Senate for how long now, Dennis? What?
I've been there 12 years. Was serving a different district here up until the redistricting that happened 2 years ago. So I used to serve three counties up along the Minnesota border, and now I'm reaching considerably further south, all the way down to Story City and Roland.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a change.
It's almost like the first time that I ran, I have three-fifths of all of my constituents are new to me.
Mm-hmm. And Hamilton County was added just within the last, 2 years there, Dennis, since 2022.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, let's find out why you're running again for November 5th.
I'm running because I think this state needs to have people with a moral compass that will help guide them in just ways here. One of the biggest issues I see coming up this next year will be a fight for eminent domain. We've been fighting that over the pipelines especially, but there are many places that eminent domain is used today, and we need to make sure we have better rules that put guardrails around how that is used.
And we talked about last spring some issues in the legislature that you didn't get to, but if reelected, what would you like to see coming up in 2025?
Well, as I already mentioned here, eminent domain is a very important issue, and I submitted bills the last 2 years dealing with that. I'd like to see some movement on that. And I also would like to see our medical freedoms respected and have an individual have a right to full information before they have to get a treatment or a vaccine, giving them the opportunity to say either yes or no, and making sure that the medical field will respect that. Also, I am working with Senator Lanz on the possibility of making transactional gold legal tender in the state of Iowa. It sounds like a kind of a complicated thing, but essentially what it does is it allows Iowans to buy and sell gold digitally, and we declare it a legal tender, and because of that, any gains you have in the appreciation of the value of the gold, you are not taxed any federal tax or any, capital gains tax on it. So I think it's a real opportunity for people to, an average person, to be able to own gold and not have to find a place to buy it and sell it. That would all be taken care of by the state, and it would have much lower commissions than if you are going to be doing that on your own.
Mm-hmm. In your journeys across Iowa, or rather in the district for the Senate, as we head towards Election Day, what else is on the minds from what you've heard? You mentioned eminent domain and this gold situation, but what else have you heard from?
Well, the medical freedoms are certainly one, but the thing I hear about the most often is to make our borders secure. Immigration is an issue for more than any other issue in my district anyhow, and that's something that we have taken steps to do in the past year, where we took federal law and put it into Iowa code so that we can enforce some of the things that the federal government is not enforcing. So that's one of the main issues that they're bringing up, and something that's always on Iowans' minds is education, and some people are happy with the things that we did in the past, and some people are unhappy, so we got to sort of wait and see how those things work out.
So education, as well as the border situation, that's on the minds paramount to those people who live in the state Senate district to you.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's been interesting to me that as I traveled around my district here, I found people from five different states that have moved into Iowa because of our political conservatism. And that was a real surprise to me, and I think it's really a testimony to what we've been doing in this state, too.
So as we head towards the week before the election, what kind of message why people should vote for you coming up on November 5th?
I want to stand up for the rights of people, especially property rights. We don't need to have people who are already wealthy coming in and demanding to have rights across your property that go on into perpetuity. They're not even a short-term sort of a lease. They are forever. We need to make sure that we protect the average guy out there and not let the wealthy guy take advantage of those of us that are smaller.
And no, we're doing this on Friday, the 25th of October, but you'll be busy in the coming days leading up to November 5th. You have some signs being put up from house to house and all over, but and I bet you'll be glad when the election's finally over with.
I'll be ready to shift gears then. I have several different pieces of legislation that I'm working on that I'll be able to focus on finally.
Mm-hmm.
One of those would be working with people that were sentenced as minors to life in jail and just need to revisit that. Some of those folks have been there for 30 or 40 years and have had quite a change in life, but they will never be eligible for parole, and I would like to see some opportunities for that to happen.
And that's one of the goals you'll be looking at when, if elected, coming up in January. They're at the state capitol in Des Moines. I'm sure that's the same with some of your other colleagues, too.
Yeah, it seems like we're all getting antsy to start the new session.
Another 2 months away. So, Dennis Guth,
yep.
Thank you. And I wish you all the very best coming up on election day. So, and thanks for spending some time with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having the opportunity to talk to your listeners.